There are two sides to this problem. The first side is, I'm quoting you, the fat, cute, funny guy. The second side is, and I'm quoting you again, that you are not happy to be an engineer, that you are stuck in college, and that everyone seems to be moving on with their life and you are stuck in your place. Those are the two points that I want to address in your problem. The first part, fat, cute, funny guy. Now I get a lot of this from a lot of guys. You mentioned typical American TV series. Have you seen Still Standing? Jim, the guy was playing the role of the father. He's fat, and he's cute, and he's funny, and he's married, and he has a beautiful wife, and he has two gorgeous girls, and a whole family. Why did I quote that example? There is nothing wrong with fat, cute, funny guy. But everything is wrong with fat guy with low self-esteem. If you do not think the world of yourself, if you are not proud of who you are or how you look, then why would you expect anybody to fall for you? People come in different shapes and in different sizes. And when a woman gets attracted to a man, not all women get attracted to the same kind of man. We have preferences, different preferences. Some women prefer darker men, other women prefer tall, some prefer fat. Yes, some do prefer fat. Because fat does not have to mean ugly. Fat could be secure. Fat could be well built. Depends on what you do with the fat. So, this side, when I come to address it, I want you to work on your self-image. Now, I'm not going to go about and tell you to lose weight. I'm going to tell you to go and exercise. An exercise for the purpose of shaping up and toning, not for the purpose of losing weight. You can be fat and well built. That's one part of exercising. There's another point about exercising. When you exercise, you will release in your system endorphins. And endorphins are called the happy hormones. They make you happy. And when people are happy, it shows on their face and on their eyes and on their smile. And they have this nice aura about it. Then you would attract people to you. Let me take you a little bit back in this, because self-esteem, I get a lot of self-esteem issues. All right, people are not chairs. They're not stones and bricks. Human beings, they have energy around them. So you either emit positive energy or you emit negative energy. And then there is something else called the aura of a human being, A-U-R-A. And the aura of a human being, this is like the energy field surrounding you. You're either surrounded by an attractive aura, or you're surrounded by an unattractive aura. That's what defines someone who attracts people and someone who doesn't attract people. Someone who attracts happy things and, excuse me, someone who attracts shit to his life. That's the aura and the energy. And it has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with what you look like. The energy and the aura, positive or negative, come from inside of you. So when you're happy, when you're confident, when you're satisfied, when you're fulfilled, when you're up there, your aura is happy. Now from your email, you're not up there. You're very down there. How do you get up there? Exercise. This is the easiest way. I'm not going to go into the self-talk and the positive thinking and what have you, no. Just going to tell you to exercise. You would release endorphins in your system. You would become happy. It would even reflect on your posture. People with a sad or negative aura, when you see them walking, you notice that from the way they stand and the way they walk and the way they carry themselves. You just see it from their backs and their shoulders and the neck and how the head is on the neck. It's a whole thing about body language. So, advice number one, I want you to be okay with fat, cute, funny guy. Because if you don't accept that guy, nobody would. That's number one. Number two, I want you to exercise. I'm going to keep saying that until the end of the advice. Just exercise. Number three, you said that you were attracted to someone, this girl, and it's been 4 years and you cannot get over her. You cannot move on with your life. Now, whose fault is that? Why do people hold on to impossible dreams? Why do people turn their backs to opportunities in life and they hold on to this spilt milk analogy? It's because you're afraid to go out there and to explore what's new. This has become your comfort zone. And I cannot think of anything worse that could happen to a person. Your comfort zone has become a relationship that failed. That is horrible. There are other girls out there, but you're not giving them a chance. You're not giving yourself a chance to even like them. So this is number one. I want you to think about this. Number two, you said that she dealt with you as a best friend, and she came to tell you about the guy that she liked or she loved. Now let's stand here for a second. It's not enough for you to focus on the kind of girls you like. It's very important for you as a person to understand what kind of guy do those girls get attracted to. And this girl here did you a favor because she just told you what kind of guy she likes. What's the difference between you and the guy she fell in love with? What's the difference? And what is it about you that turned you into a best friend? Now, I'm going to take a wild guess, and I'm going to say you were too caring, too loving, too attentive, too accessible, too nurturing. And that's what turned you into the friend. Where is the fun? Where is the excitement? Where are the butterflies in the stomach? Where is the wondering and the nights up thinking, does he love me or not? You need to become mysterious. You need to become a question mark. You need to have something about you that the girl needs to hunt and dig and find out on her own. That's the difference between someone you love and a friend. A friend, this is like an open book. Someone who's there, who's nice, who's loving, who's caring, who's attentive. But a lover, this is someone you question, someone you wonder about, someone you say, okay, how does he think about this or what does he feel about that? That's the difference. So to summarize the points I just mentioned here, number one, I want you to compare between yourself and the kind of guys that the kind of girls you like get attracted to. Is that too complex? I guess so. So you need to find out, what do those girls like? And then you change yourself or you change the girls. There is a pattern here. You either change how you deal with them to become closer to the guy they like, or you change the type of girls you get attracted to. You need to close this gap. And then I'm going to address, this is about the girl and the image and the stuff. I'm going to address the part about college. And I cannot even begin to tell you how much it hurt when I read that line. I see everyone moving on with life and I'm stuck in my place. No one is forcing you to be stuck in your place. No one. You are turning 21. You have a whole life ahead of you. At any point of time, 21, 30, 40, 50, 60, any point, as long as you're alive, you can draw a line, you say that's that, and I'll start over. People change careers when they're 40. People meet others and move on when they're 80. There are a lot of movies doing that. So if you are not happy with what you're studying, study something else. There is nothing wrong to start over. Or you can just, by hook or by crook, get your degree, and then you study something else that you enjoy, something that makes you feel good and happy. The solution to this part of your problem is in your hands. We have options all around us. What scares us is not the scarcity of options. What scares us is the multitude of options. You can study anything you like. You can take as many courses as you want. You can do anything. I'm going to just summarize and tell you one last point. We were created with a lot of power and a lot of drive and a lot of energy. We just don't use them. We don't use what we were given to become good and better persons. There is no reason why you would feel stuck. I have a relative, and she was forced to go to med school, and she hated it. After 5 years of struggling, feeling like a complete failure, doing something that she hates, she quit, she changed, and she said, I am not going to study medicine. And she applied for law school, and now she's teaching law, and she's a brilliant lawyer. You don't have to be stuck. There are so many options. You just think about what you want to do with your life and go for it. Nothing will stop you if you really want to do that. Think about it. Let me know what you think.